I'm reading from a portion here in Matthew chapter 26 as we reflect upon this that we're about here, partaking of the Lord's table. And in Matthew 26, on the eve that our Lord Jesus was to be delivered up and the next day slain, here it says it was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That whole week of the Passover was to be celebrated with unleavened bread, which is what we hold in our hand right here. It's a representation of Christ without sin. And the disciples came to Jesus, it says in verse 17 of Matthew 26, and asked him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" We don't read anywhere throughout his lifetime that Christ ever took a sacrifice and offered it. He didn't need to. He was without sin. But he ordered that those that would worship God aright should bring a sacrifice to the temple and offer it up as a type and picture of who he was. And so even here in partaking and eating of this Passover, it wasn't because he needed that Passover slain for him. The other disciples were to have offered up and slain, brought an animal that would have represented Christ as the Passover. But here specifically, it shows that he lived and ate of this Passover, not because of anything that he needed, but again, as a type and a picture of what it represented. And what better teacher to have as they sat around that Passover table than for the Lord Jesus Christ to speak with them and talk to them about him being the fulfillment. And so as you read on down, you notice he's directing them here. He said in verse 18, "Go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith." I believe he was directing them to one who was his, for whom he would pay the debt. And he said, "My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples." That's what he told Zacchaeus, didn't he? "Salvation has come to thy house today." I'm sure this was somebody, the way it's written, "the master saith." He would have been one that the Spirit of God had been given to look to Christ as that one who would come and should come and did come. And so the disciples, verse 19, did as Jesus, these are all strong terms, had appointed them. All of this is by appointment. And they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. This was to eat of that last Passover meal, and all 12 were there, Judas included. But here's where we see the Lord separating out now, because there were many in the Old Testament that ate that Passover lamb and died, perished. It's not that eating of the flesh or the unleavened bread that can give life to anybody. And I would say the same thing with regard to even these two elements that we have in our hand. Eating this bread, unleavened, and drinking this cup does not give us grace or life. Some people look at it that way. They think, "Oh, I got to partake of the Lord's table because that means I'll be blessed." No, you may be eating and drinking to your own condemnation. If you think that somehow there's life in these elements, like so many have done, they made an idol of these things. But the Lord's going to separate out Judas from the rest. And that's why he says in verse 20, "And as they did eat," they were eating that Passover meal, "he said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I?" And this would include even Judas portraying himself to be along with the others, knowing full well that it was he. He'd already set in motion with the Pharisees the betrayal. And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. So even this was written of him, that he should be delivered up by the son of perdition. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. A lot of people like to think, well, if God's already purposed what's to take place, then how can he blame? Paul answered that question over there in Romans 9. Who are you, O man, to contest being the clay against the potter? But the Lord said it had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, now the reason it says betrayed him is because he'd already worked out the deal with the Pharisees, gotten the money. Master, is it I? You can see just how people can put on a front to look good in front of the others. And he said unto him, Thou hast said. Now the next verse, it says, And as they were eating. I believe at that point, Judas, because the Lord told him in another portion, What thou doest, do quickly. And he got up and left. He was not to partake of this that we do now, because this was for those for whom Christ would pay the sin debt. And as they were eating, you can read that, as they continued to eat of the Passover meal. There was the lamb, and there was the unleavened bread, there was the wine in the cup, and there were the bitter herbs. It was a meal. But then a transition. Jesus took bread, that same unleavened bread, and blessed it. You say, why did he bless it? Because it was going now to represent a new commandment, a new covenant. He broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. If you hadn't figured out up to now, all of those past Passovers, that unleavened bread, this pertains to me, God in the flesh. And then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, Drink ye all of it. Verse 28, for this is my blood of the, what, New Testament. This was the transition from old to new. That's why when we go back to the Old Testament, we don't cut out the Old Testament and say, well, it's an old book, so we don't read. No, we go back seeing how Christ fulfilled every jot and tittle. And that's what he's instructing here. This same bread that was on that table, this same cup that had been prepared for that Passover, now he says it's a new covenant, New Testament, which is shed for the remission, for many, for the remission of sins, for the putting away of their sins. Those old bulls and goats could not put away sin. It was a covering, an atonement, but Christ was an actual putting away of sin by his death. And he said, I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Are we still waiting for that to be fulfilled? No. When he laid down his life, that's when the Father's kingdom was inaugurated, that spiritual kingdom. Purpose from before time, but now established, fulfilled in him coming, doing, and dying, and rising again. And he says, I'll not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you. You know, those 40 days after Christ's resurrection, when he went about revealing himself unto his disciples, it wasn't everybody. It's an amazing thing. They sought to kill him. And yet he, after his resurrection, went freely about that land and no one laid a hand on him. But he went to his own. And what did he do? He sat and ate and drank with them. Broke bread. That's what he's referring to here. Looking forward to his resurrection. Yes, when he died, the sheep scattered. But he said, I'll gather every one unto myself. And that's what he's doing right now. If we're here today and we're participating in what the Lord established as a reminder of his death and that new covenant, thank God. It's a blessing that only he gives. And then it says, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Let's thank the Lord for what this bread and cup represent, and our minds and hearts be upon him. Gracious Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the clarity of it when you give eyes to see and ears to hear. And so as we're about to partake now at your table, that's whose table it is, it's yours. Eat this unleavened bread and drink this wine. We do remember you until you come again, and remember why it is that you came and what you accomplished, that sinners such as we are might enjoy that fellowship with you. And we give you all the praise and honor and glory in the dear name of your Son. Amen.